Yeah, Kum Lehne Rablat Gemara, we are up to Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. So here we have a case of Chamisha Chaburas, the five different groups that Sheshavsu Betraklin Echa, they all shared this one large house, or like a palace, or a big mansion. And now in this palace, or in this big mansion, it was sectioned off to different rooms. And every room has their own entrance or access way to the courtyard. But these rooms are sort of temporary rooms. We're not talking about people who live in an apartment block permanently, because there's nothing to talk about. Each one is a separate house. Well, these are like temporary rooms. And but they're not totally... we're not talking about one-night stands either. You know, they've been there for a little bit of time. But the rooms are not proper rooms, as Igmar will explain soon. It's different opinions. In other words, the walls do not really go all the way up to the ceiling or the temporary walls. Is Beshama Emrim Eidav Lechol Chabur Vechabula. They're still considered distinct groups. Each one needs their own Eidav. Well, Beis Hillel Emrim, and Beis Hillel says Eidav Echad Lekulam. Hillel says you can have one Eidav for everybody. You can have one Eidav for the entire, everyone in the mansion is considered one group. Okay, these walls are like makeshift walls. They don't really count, like one big house. Umoidim, however, the moidim, in Basil is moidib is man, shemiktsas and shrebechadorim. Some people are living in rooms, aybalias, on upstairs in attics, in upstairs. In Sichin Eilochaburu, and we'll see the Gemara talking about, but they live in proper rooms, and obviously every room requires their own, there is like five different houses here, and therefore each one requires their own Eidiv. Gemara will explain now what's going on here. What's the machlekes between Sham and Hillel? Amar Nachman. We'll have different opinions. First opinion. Machlekes, the entire machlekes over here is talking about b'mesipis, when you have like little twigs, so it's not a proper mechitza. So this is when the machlekes is whether it's separate rooms or not. Mesipis are twigs. Those are very low makeshift wall. So basically, if I said, it's like one big house. Not like five different houses. We're going to learn a din later that if five houses collect an eidav, all you have to do is put it into one house as if all five have received the eidav. Another chatzah wants to join this chatzah and there's five houses there together, then another guy brings a here, it's as if they're all joined together. So same thing over here. It's as if they're all one big lot. But if you have a partition that's 10 tfachim high, according to the first version of Nachman, that's a proper divider. Even Beis Shammai would be made it five different apartments. Different hakel, eidav lechol chabura, chabura, even Beis Hillel will be made it that each one requires their own. Even Beis Hillel will be made it each one requires their own eidav. That's opinion number one. Ikedamri, others say... They're arguing whether the mechitza is 10 tefachim high, and they're arguing the mechitza is lower than that. In both cases, Beis Shammai says you need five, and Beis Hillel says it's all one. And the chiddush is that Beis Shammai argues even the case of mesipis where the partitions are so low, and you know, lower than 10 tefachim, and yet Shammai says, look, you have a little bit of partition there, that's enough to make it be a divider, and every place needs their own. So that's what the second opinion says. They're arguing Sai above 10 tefachim and Sai below. Then we go further. Pligi Barab Chia and Rab Shimon Barabbi, we have two more opinions. Rab Chia and Rab Shimon Barabbi. Chadam, but one of them says, Machlaikis, you know when the Machlaikis is, B'mechitzes HaMegiyas L'tikra. Machlaikis, the B'sham B'sil is, if you have these Mechitzes that go all the way up to the roof. They go all the way up to the roof. We're talking about, again, we're talking about like makeshift partition, not permanent walls, and then permanent houses. And for sure, they're separate houses. They're like a temporary partition. And because they're temporary partitions, not very strong, not very stable, maybe eventually it'll be taken away. So Beis Shammai, and he'll argue. Shammai says the separate rooms because the partition goes all up to the ceiling. And still says, no, because they're only makeshift. But everyone will agree. If the mechitzas, you know, that can stand over the partition and look inside you and you into me, there's no real privacy and there's no separate homes. And you hakol eidav echad lekulam. Everyone holds that it's considered one room. Even Shammai will hold one room. So this is totally different than before. The chadam and the other view is verkehrt. Machlekes, when is the machlekes? B'mechitzas she'ein magias l'tikra, even though there might be 10 tefachim high, that's when there's a machlekes whether they're separate room or not. Avol mechitzas magias l'tikra, divrei hakol tzichin eidoch arbuda. If you have mechitzas that reach the ceiling, even though there might be only temporary mechitzas, like curtains or something else, nevertheless, or very, very thin wall that's going to be taken away, nevertheless, everyone agrees that's considered separate rooms. Everyone considers separate rooms. Says the Gemara, so four different opinions. Meisavei, we're going to ask a question on each opinion. Says the Gemara, Meisavei, Rabbi Yehuda, Hasaba, Rabbi Yehuda, who was extremely sharp, or he comes from a place called Sabar, or Tesis brings an opinion, Sabar is a kind of a hat, and they nicknamed him Rabbi Yehuda with a hat. Rabbi Yehuda Sabar, loy nechelku b'sham, he's like this, loy nechelku b'sham b'sil, they're not arguing am mechitzas hamagias, the tikkur, if the mechitzas, even though the temporary, reaches the ceiling, there's no argument, shetzichin eilechol chaburubu, that's definitely each room is considered totally different, separate from the other ones, and they require an aid for each one. Aman nechgu, what's the machlekes? Amechitza she'em agiz tikra. Amechitza do not reach the ceiling. Bishamai says, aid of the whole chabudah chabudah, because you have mechitzas between the separate rooms, each one needs your own aid of. And Beithil says, aid of echelakul. Beithil says, one aid of for all them. So, lemanda amar. So this is what the Tana says. So the one who says, mechitzas hamagiz latikra machlekes. The one who says in those two Amoraim, he said the Bechia and of Shimon Rebbe. The one of them who says that the argument is when Mechitzas reach the ceiling, but if they don't reach, everyone agrees it's one to Yuta. He clearly sees differently. Abba Laman Da'amba B'Mechitzas She'ein Megid Tika Machlekes, Ha Machlekes and Mechitzas do not reach the ceiling, but if they do, everyone agrees in separate rooms, then Sayata L'Hachlishna. And this is a good proof to this Lashon. This is support to that opinion. The Amar Rab Nachman and Rab Nachman said, now we go back to the first opinions. The Lashon of Nachman said the first Lashon, that Machlekes, or the second Lashon, Machlekes b'mesipah, that the argument is when even lower than 10 tefachim to Yufta, in other words, he says, but if the Mechitzes were higher than that, it would be, everyone agrees that a separate room to Yufta, be a question as well. Because it says clearly here, that the mechitzas are permitted, even though the high mechitzas, as long as they don't reach a ceiling, they're permitted, according to Beis Hill. And you said that everyone agrees that that if it's tall mechitzas, it's considered separate rooms. It's clear not. The hachlishan the Amar of Nachman, the first lashon of Nachman said only if it's ten tefachim, but Mesipis, everyone agrees it's considered one. Is it to Yufta? It's a question. Because you said over there that Mesipis is the argument, but Mechitzas, everyone agrees, clearly here that they don't agree unless it reaches the ceiling. L'hach Lisha, according to other Lashon, the Amr Nachman Ab the Mesipis Machlekes, also argued by Mesipis that Bishamai holds that even by Mesipis is considered separate rooms. Machlekes, Lematav Yufta, is that a question? Is there a question of that as well? Or maybe it works out all right, because he's saying it that also Mechitzis, he's saying it that also the Mesipis, what do you call it? That the argument by Mesipis, maybe, and Bishamai says over there, that they argues, is it a problem there as well? Because in this Brais over here, that only if it's, there's only time that they all are moide, that, that if they are all separate mechitzas to the ceiling, that they are separate. The Gemara Amar Rav Nachman pligi mechitzas vua di mesipis. No, b'sham b'sil, when it says over here that they argue by mesipis, they're arguing by mechitzas as well as mesipis. That they're arguing both in mechitzas and mesipis. So how come in the Braisa they only mention Mechitza, they don't mention a word about Mesipis? You said that they're arguing Mesipis. The Braisa says they're only arguing in the case of Mechitza that don't reach the ceiling. That's what they argue. Sounds like, but if it wouldn't be Mechitza. Anything less than 10 Tefachim is not considered a partition. It's only Mesipis. Sounds like over there, even Bishami, maybe there's only one. And you're saying they're arguing Mesipis as well. Says, no. The Braisa, when they say they're arguing Mechitza, are arguing about Mesipis just as well. How can the Braisa only talks about partition that says Besham Mesil Agu if it doesn't reach the ceiling and doesn't make a bigger chiddush that even in the case of Mesipis Besham Agu and holds you need separate Edevin? Tell you how far Besil goes, that even you have Mechitzas, you know, walls over 10 Tvachim because they're makeshift, he says they consider one room. Says, what about why? Well, let's look at them sippers. Why don't you let them argue about little low partitions below 10 Tvachim? Let the Acha Kerashama teach you a Beshamai. So we answer, Koyach, the Heteda Adiv. That we have a choice to teach you the Chiddush of someone who asses, or teach you the Chiddush of someone who's lenient, will always teach you the one who's lenient, because it takes more knowledge to be lenient than to be strict. It's very easy to be strict. What's the big deal? You think to yourself, what can be wrong? I'll just say it's treif and that's it. Or it's asa. But to say mutter, you need to know what you're talking about. Omer Nachman Rav, the halacha like Rav Saba, it says that when the Bisham Israel argue only by mechitzah that don't reach the ceiling, but if you have makeshift mechitzah that reach the ceiling, even Bisham's moida, you need an eidah for every single person. Omer Nachman Yitzchak Masis Navadeko, I prove it to you, from the Mishnah as well. Because why? Because it says, no, if Mamish also proved to you that if the Mechitz has reached the ceiling, then everyone agrees that it's separate rooms. Because it says in the end of the Mishnah, Umaydin, they all agree, Bizman, Shemikzosan, Shreem, Bechadorim, Uba Aliyas, that if some of them live in these rooms, or they live in the upper floor, Shetzich, and Eidu, Lechol, Chabur, Bechabur, they need one for every single room. My chadori, my aliyas. What's the Mishnah mean when it says, but in this case, everyone agrees? What's a chadori, what's aliyas? Ile me chadori, chadori, mamish, means mamish, a room, a proper room, or aliyas, leave my proper room upstairs. What's a chiddush? Pshita. It's because you live in an apartment block. Every apartment is separate from the next one. Of course, each one needs their own native. Ella, we're talking about a case similar to what we said in the first part. Hillel says it's considered one room, but in this case, it's considered two rooms, even though there's makeshift walls. Why? Because in the beginning, we're talking about where the walls do not reach the ceiling. And here we're talking about the wall reaches the ceiling. So we see clearly from here, that even if it reaches the ceiling, that if it reaches the ceiling, you know, it's a makeshift wall, it's separate rooms. It says, when do we say this thing? This Braisa learns a little bit different. This Braisa learns Pshat and Mishnah a little bit different. Medvar Amurim, when do we say that what we said on Mishnah, Kishem Alichin, this Eidavin Lemokam Acher? When do we say that this Machlekes, you know, this whole thing about living in this big traklin, that is considered separate rooms, if you're taking your lady to somewhere else? But if that's what Machlekes B'Shav Yisil is, that these people here have to bring the aid. There's a number of other people living in the courtyard, sharing the courtyard, so they have to give an aid. Oh, so Basil says, you have to give your aid from this building to other people sharing that courtyard. One aid is enough. Avali and Shammai argues, he says each apartment has to give their own, or each separate room. Avalim hoye a ruvan bo etzlan. But if, let's say, the people in the courtyard, the other people in the courtyard, all the other houses, came to you, to this traklin, to deposit their Eidav there, then Divrei HaKol, Eidav HaKol. Everyone agrees that one Eidav is sufficient because they're all sharing the one big house. And we learn later, you know, if you bring an Eidav to your house, that's good enough. Keman Ozlohom, see what it says. So according to this Braisa, for Zohar, Besham, Besil, nothing to do about Mechitzas, you know, separating the rooms, and, you know, does each one have to give their own Eidav or not their own Eidav? Everyone says they consider one big house. The only chilik is when you want to share with other people sharing the same courtyard. How do we view that? So we said that if somebody's bringing to your place, you're all one, according to everybody. It's only when you're giving out, if you're going to put your aid in other people's houses, are you treated like five families or like one family? Says the Gemara, if so. So there's a following braisa where it says, "Keman Ozla Hod the Tanya." According to who does the following braisa go? According to where it says the Tanya, Chamisha should go and say, "Ruven." Five people gather the aid of Kishem Alicha. Say, "Mokmach." When they bring the aid of somewhere else, if five people collected the aid of, and when they bring the aid of, you know, five different houses in the chutzah, they collect the aid of, and they bring it into the chutz, shalicha zayin u'makom acher, if they bring it somewhere else, let's say there's another chutz right next, side by side, and they want to join together as one big chutz, eid of echad l'kulam. So the five houses here can bring just one eid from this. You know, they're talking about one chutz has five houses. They made an eid between themselves. Now they want to also have an eid to the next property. They don't have to now bring another five eidim in for the next property. One eidim is sufficient. Keman ke Beis Hillel. That follows Beis Hillel. Same thing over here. In this traktan, he says that the five different rooms, they bring one eidim to the next property. Now, like Shammai said, that each room has to bring their own eidim. Vikidamri, others say, Bamedva Muri, others say, there's another version. Bamedva Muri, Kishahaya eidim by Etzlan. The eidim comes to them. That's why we have an argument, whether it's five separate or one. They bring somewhere else. Everyone hold, if you bring an eidav to somebody else, well, you have five different rooms, you got to bring five different ones, which is totally different than the last brayse you just learned. Then who would be the whole time you learned? They want to bring five houses and one chatzah. Made an eidav between themselves. Now they want to also join a chatzah next door. Do they have to bring one for the whole courtyard of five? And the Braise says here, eight of Echel Kul, one for the whole courtyard. This, therefore, command, Dulag Chad, does not follow Sham, it doesn't even follow Hill. Because a minute ago, the Ikad Amri, you said that even Hill is made that if you bring it to another Chatzah, the five apartments require five Edevin, which is according to the to this other Braise, you don't. Because if you were five Chatzahs joined together, you consider one, and then you want to join another Chatzah, one Edev is sufficient. Says the next mission. Achin, let's say you have, if you have a house with a very big family, everyone in that family is considered one, and they don't have to make a separate eidav for each one. So even if you all sleep in different bedrooms and so on and so forth, you're all one family. Here we're talking about a case here where there's a family, but each kid is married, and they live in the same courtyard, but they don't live in the same house. They all have their own houses. But the way we're learning right now is they all eat in their parents' house, and then they go to sleep in their own quarters. So the question is it considered like one unit, and therefore you don't need to make an eid of each one separately, or not, says the Mishnah. If you had a bunch of brothers, you had a bunch of brothers who ate at the table of their father, they all had their own dormitories, but they used to eat in the father's house. That's how we understand right now. Each one requires... If they, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about over here is like this, as we'll soon see. If there's no one else in that courtyard, just this family, then you don't have to make an eidav. Even though they all have their own houses, but because they're all eating from their father, it's one big happy family. But if there are other families living in that courtyard, other houses, nothing with your family, so they aser on everybody to carry until you make an eidav with them. Once you have to make an eidav with everybody else, then you then your children also have to make their own eidav as well, because they're sleeping in their own places. If you have to make an eidav with others in the courtyard, then the children also have to make it, contribute and be and make an eidav for themselves. If one of the children forgot to make an eidav, then the only way that anybody else can carry in that courtyard is if that son is mevatul their reshus, their ownership. When are we talking about bezman shemelichin eruvil lemokam acher? When are we talking about when you take eruv somewhere else? In other words, that there are other people in the chutzah, therefore you need to and you're placing the eruv in one of the other people's houses in the chutzah. And since everyone has to place an eruv there, so also all the members of the family also have to place an eruv as well. However, but if the people, the rest of the people in the chutzah decide to bring their eidav into the father's house, then since the father doesn't even have to make an eidav, because the din is if you, whichever house you put the eidav in, the house itself is enough. The whole idea is that everybody shares in his house. So what does he have to put bread for? The house is there already. So then the children don't have to contribute. There's nobody else in that courtyard, just the family itself. Then, ain't it an eidav? If your father doesn't have to give an eidav, neither do the children. So if the father gives an eidav, even though the other people in the courtyard, because everybody's putting their bread in the father's house, or there's nobody else in the courtyard, just this immediate family, even though they all have their own place of residence, because they share the common kitchen, the common food, that is good enough. Yeah, it says the Gemara. Shmami, no, it seems from here. But you're telling me if there are other people in the courtyard, then the children have to give as well. So there's a question. What is the main room in a person's house? The bedroom or the kitchen? So it seems from here that the main room is the bedroom, and therefore, even though they all eat in the father's house, since they sleep in different houses, once you have to make an eidav, the father has to make an eidav with everybody else in the chatzah, the children also have to make an eidav. So it's clear from here that the mokum lina, the place where they sleep, is the most important part of the residence. So the Gemara Shmam, the mokum lina goyim, it's all about where you sleep. And it's a question, as we'll soon see, it's a machlekes, what's the main room? Is it where you sleep or where you eat? Because clearly they all slept in the father's house, it wouldn't even be an issue. One Adam and that's it. So it's because they're all sleeping in different houses, they all need to, if the father has to give an Adam someone else's house, so do the children. So this will be a question of Rav, as we'll soon see. Rav holds that the main room is where you eat. No, here we're talking about a case where the kids actually are not eating in the father's house. According to Rav, if the kids were actually eat. If there's one common dining room, there's nothing to talk about. You know, only one eidav. We're talking about they all ate in their own houses, but you go to the house and take all their mother's food and bring it to their own house and eat separately. So they own a kabbal pras, they have, you know, a stipend or actual food from their father. So that's why over here we say they could treat as separate houses. Talking about we learned. Misha Yeshle Beishar. If somebody has a little house that, you know, like the front gate of a house, you know, in front of a house, you might have a little guardhouse, or a ksadir, or a porch, or my pesach, you know, balcony, bechatzah chaveri, in the courtyard of your friend. Hareze ein oisir olav. Then you're not really considered a house. It's all very temporary, and therefore you do not in any way interfere or intrude in the rest of the courtyard regarding Shabbat. They don't need an aid from you. But if you have a base of tevin, a house of straw, which can be livable, or a base of boker, a barn, or base of eitzim, a house where you store your wood, or base of tzaddis, a house where you store your wine and other things, it's a house, and therefore you have to be included in the aidiv, and if not, you impede everyone else's aidiv. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only a place of residence. Having a warehouse or something else is not a residence and doesn't bother us regarding a native. Rabbi Yehuda says, he had five courtyards in Usha. And the story came before the Chachamim. And they said the one that we care about is his house where he lives. We don't care about his warehouses or he stores, you know, his cattle. We don't care about that. So every house asses a chotzer. We just said before that Beis Shar. Right, somebody might live, a guard might live there, and doesn't ask the chatzah. So what do you mean? So what exactly is it? So it's not just any base dida. Ela ema mokum dida. We're talking about that a place that is fit. No, it's not just a space shower or something else. It has to be a proper house. My mokum dida. What's a proper house? Rava marava, no definition of houses. Mokum pita. Where you eat your food, you eat your bread. That's the house. And obviously, the Beis Shar and all that doesn't have a kitchen and so on. So a house is a kitchen. And that should be the most important room. Shmuel Amar Mokum Lina, your bedroom, place of sleeping. That's a house where you sleep. And that's why Beis Shar and those places, is not the place where you sleep, just the guard there. And therefore, they're not counted. Meis, I'll ask you a question. Aroyim, it says that shepherds, Vakayotzin, those people who guard, they should put out all these figs out there to dry. So those people who guard it to make sure that... Then nobody steals it. By Burgundy, we had those little huts in front of the, you know, outside the city. We guard were stationed. The shame that it paid is, and those people who guarded the fruits, if they live in the city, then if they normally stay, if they live in the city, so even though the Shabbos comes in, they're out in the field, nevertheless their house is not where they are right now, you know, the shepherds are everywhere in the fields, it's the house in the city that counts, and that's where their tchum is. They consider like Anshir, they're gone in tchum Shabbos in all directions. Bisman Shadarkan Lolin Basada, but if they would not go back to the city to sleep, they slept out there in the field, then even though they would eat in the city, but where they slept was where their guardhouse is. Yesh Lehem Apaim Lacharuach, and Shabbos comes in, that's where they are in the guardhouse, that's where they measure the tchum. So what is he clearly from here? That the what we view as your home is not where you eat, but where you sleep. Where you sleep. Akasha Rav. Says Yimore Hosom over there. Anan Sadi, says Rav, here we are convinced that these people treat the place of the sleep as the most important room. The only reason why they go home to eat there is because there's no kitchen or anything else. But if they have facilities to eat where they are now, they'd much rather do that because they don't have to schlep back to the city and back to their work because this is what their job is. So Anan Sadi, we are convinced the Imam to lead if Hosom, if you brought them bread over there, then Tfeinich will be much happier because they have to sleep there. And they spend most of the time there, so they won't schlep back and forth. So this is, therefore, in theory, it's considered as if it's their eating place as well, because this is their main home. But otherwise, normally, it's not so. Rabbi Yehesha said, I never heard this whole chapter of Rav and Shmuel, that Rav holds as the place where you eat, that is considered, that's most significant. What do you mean you never heard? At Amenelon, you're the one who taught us that, didn't? As usual, Rashi says over here, Rabbi Yehesha forgot, And the Gemara keeps on repeating it, and in case we didn't know, Rashi keeps on repeating it. And L'cheida, the only reason why they do this is, it's pretty negative that Rabbi Yehesha kept on forgetting, is to tell us that even though we forget our learning, we have to continue learning, and we should never, ever be discouraged from learning just because, you forgot something you learned in the past. You have to continue learning. And Abaye said, you taught us, Ahamad. In fact, you taught us on this thing here, the Achin, on this Mishnah, Achin Shehoya Ochlin al Shulchan Avim, brothers who ate at the table of the father, the Yishenim Bebetayen, and they would sleep in their homes, Tzrichin Eidiv L'chol Echad V'Echad, and each home requires their own Eidiv, and you yourself came to the conclusion, V'Amrina Allah. And we said, to you, Shema Mino, doesn't this prove that Mokum Lina Gairim, that the place of sleeping is the most important part, therefore all the children, even though they eat with their father, have to make their own Eidiv? Amdalon, you answered us on this, we're talking about over here, that they're not really eating in their father's house, they're just getting a stipend. We had this very discussion. So therefore, you know about this Machlekes Rav Shmuel, is it the kitchen or is it the bedroom? Okay, we'll stop here and continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.